President Obama is headed for Chicago next week to address police chiefs gathering from around the world. The event is putting a spotlight on the push for criminal justice reforms. Activists in Chicago are already holding what they're calling a counter-conference, and rallies against police brutality are being held around the country. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Rise up, October! We can't take it no more.
Hundreds of demonstrators gathered in New York's Times Square for the first of 3 days of rallies called Rise Up October.
Say their names! Say their names!
Protesters read the names of people, mostly Black and Latino, who died in encounters with police. Maria Hamilton's son, Dontre, was shot to death by a white Milwaukee police officer last year.
No family should feel the pain that me and my family are enduring right now. This system must be torn down and rebuilt. Rise up, October!
Rise up, October!
In the aftermath of protest and publicity about that death and others, there's been a push for reforms, from requiring officers to wear body cameras to calling for independent investigations of police shootings. Many of the country's top cops met with President Obama yesterday to talk about criminal justice reforms. Next week, the president, who set up a task force to address policing issues, will speak to the International Association of Chiefs of Police, one of the world's largest gatherings of law enforcement leaders. In Chicago, activists gathered in a conference of their own. Kamisha Jones with Black Youth Project 100 says she commends the president's push for criminal justice reforms, but she and other activists have a different angle.
And we're calling for a divestment from police organizations, police agencies, because they're not keeping our community safe.
Ethan Vietz Van Leer says less money for police means more should go to other programs.
Like open enrollment community-controlled schools, affordable and readily available housing and jobs in the Black community.
Even so, Teresa Smallwood with the Workers' Center for Racial Justice says the police chief's group is extremely influential and has the power to change the culture of police departments. She says the activists have a list of demands they'll present to the organization.
End the war on communities of color by ending the failed war on drugs. Support the creation of a special prosecutor's office in every police district. Curtail the power of police unions to undermine investigations into officer misconduct.
The activists plan to take their conference out of the building and into the streets Saturday as they protest outside Chicago police headquarters. It's one of several rallies planned across the country, including one billed as a national protest against police brutality in New York. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.